Kia ora, Lisa Finucane. You have three books to get through for us, so I'll let you sally forth. Lovely to have you with us.
I do. Thanks, Catherine. I had three books that affected me last year in quite different ways, for some for perhaps the lesson I took, one for the story and one very much for the characters. So I'll start perhaps with one I'm sure has been often reviewed before, Kazura Ishiguro's Clara and the Sun. He's written a mixture of science fiction, mythology, mystery, and maybe even coming of age, if a robot can come of age, in this book, which is beautifully written, very simple, and had a real impact. Clara's an artificial friend. She's sitting in a store, waiting and watching the people around her. She's hopeful that someone will come to choose her to become a companion to an elite child, to assist in homeschooling and keeping the child company. Clara's a beautiful character, and she's a bit like a character in a Victorian novel, I think. She's like the friendless girl who we feel terribly sorry for. She's low means. She's engaged by a wealthy family to act as a companion for their ailing daughter. The family don't treat her very well, and then they start to take her into their confidences. And kind of like Victorian novels, you think it just might all end terribly. It's a really lovely so the story is her life with this family, and it is a lovely exploration of questions of humanity. You know, what makes a person? What is it that makes a life worth living? What is it? What's love? You know, what is a person? And how do our beliefs change our view of the world? And Clara believes powerfully in the power of the sun, and that's what affects her. She feels very human. It's a really simple book, and I think that the underlying ideas are complex, but the actual writing is quite simple. Some people, I think, were disappointed there wasn't some really cute twist at the end of it, and I think it was originally planned as a children's book. But it is really lovely, and it's a little bit sad and a little bit poignant, and certainly I really felt for the narrator, who ironically was unlike many of these stories, I guess. She wasn't a human, but she was the most human of them all. Definitely worth exploring, not just to read the book, but also how you think about it afterwards. That was one. The second book I read was The Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray. And this I loved for the story. It's not the story I knew about, but gosh, what a powerful bit of historical fiction it was. The protagonist is a woman called Bella DaCosta Green, and she was a personal librarian of J.P. Morgan, who, as you're probably aware, is one of the richest men in America. And she became a very powerful woman herself, but all along she was keeping a very dangerous secret. She's hired in her 20s to curate his collection of rare manuscripts and books and artwork. He's just built the Pierpont Morgan Library, and it's a really impressive library. And she becomes a real fixture herself. You know, she is one of the most powerful people in art and book world, and she's known for impeccable taste and negotiation, and she goes over to Europe and has lovers in Europe and builds a world-class collection and very shrewd in what she does. But, you know, she has a secret, and it's one she has to protect at all costs, because this is the early 20th century, and she was born not Belle DaCosta Green, but Belle Marion Greener. And she's the daughter of Richard Greener, who was the first black graduate of Harvard and a very well-known advocate for equality. So she passes off as Portuguese, but she's not Portuguese, she's African-American. So this book tells her story of an extraordinary woman who is so famous, but protects her in the society she operates. But to protect her family and her legacy, she has to carefully craft this white persona in a very, very racist world. And, I mean, Morgan was very well known as a racist and anti-Semitic, which was very classic for the early 1900s. And she sort of existed despite that at just 26. So she's an extraordinary woman. And the story is very well researched based on her public papers. She destroyed all her personal papers. So perhaps the only thing I'd say at times that the personal side of things, you not stilted, but you want to go, come on, keep going, give us more info here. And doing a bit of reading around afterwards, as one tends to when you read historical fiction. It's certainly very true to her real story, which was great. There are some really good author's notes at the end, which give really good context. And it's just a fascinating story about a woman who, in a time where there were very little opportunities for black people and for women, and black women particularly, she made a huge impact on the arts world of New York.
All right, just a couple of minutes left for the third.
Okay, oh my gosh, and this is my favourite one, and I just can't believe that I have missed the series, the Mary Russell series by Laurie R. King. I binge read them all last year, started with The Beekeeper's Apprentice, which was published in 1994, and the most recent is Castle Shade. Mary Russell is a protagonist of Mary Russell and Sherlock Holmes. It's supposedly a succession of memoirs about a woman called Mary Russell, who, when she's 15, meets a man in his mid-50s who realises Sherlock Holmes, who's now a beekeeper. He is a secondary character through these stories. First as her sort of mentor and father figure, and then as her detecting partner, and then her husband. Holmes is treated very respectfully. The stories are fabulous. They're set between 1915 and late 1920s in Britain, but also Palestine, North India, Japan, Morocco, and Mary ages from 15 to 27 over the series. You know, she's a feminist for the early 20th century. She solves mysteries. She's an ardent feminist before feminist was even really a thing. I know I'm right out of time. So it's a series I totally recommend. I can't believe after a lifetime of reading, I've never come across this Mary Russell series before.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lisa. She's just been talking about Castle Shade by Laurie R. King, which is published by Allen & Unwin, $45 the price. Before that, Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. And that is published by Penguin Random House, $37. And then The Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray is published by Penguin and costs $35.